Welcome to another edition of Audience Interviews brought to you by Speed Art Museum, Anthology Senior Living, and Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet. I'm your host, Doug Driesback, and today we are excited to catch up with President of Broadway Across America Midwest, Leslie Broker, to see how they're dealing with everything in the past 9 months, how they've adjusted, and what the future might hold. Welcome, Leslie. How are you doing today?
Hi, doing great. Thanks, Doug. Looking forward to chatting.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you and hear all the exciting things you guys have got going on. And you guys have certainly had a hurry up and wait situation over the last 9 months, that's for sure.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, it's been very interesting. Back in March, when March 12th, when we closed our office and Broadway dimmed its lights, we never would have expected that, it'd be the end of the year without a show, obviously, since we started rebooking shows into the summer, thinking this would all be behind us. So hopefully soon, though.
So referencing back to March, you guys are a little bit different than some of the other groups in town, to where your company and your actors and production crews aren't necessarily based in Louisville. They're around the country, managed and directed from the folks in New York, to see how that goes. So what's different from the way you guys have to bring in the production shows versus some of maybe the local groups and the different things you deal with that maybe make it a little bit more difficult?
Well, a big touring Broadway show that comes to Louisville is reliant on the rest of the country to be able to support it as well. And I guess what that means is they need a contiguous route to be able to get through the country in order for the show to be profitable and to be able to stay on the road. So for Louisville to host a show, I need, other cities nearby and all the way coast to coast to also be able to host that show. And fill week after week after week to be able to get the show on the road.
So I recently read that you had to so far to date, hopefully the last time, you've rescheduled the season three times. And, the last time we spoke when this first went on, you mentioned how difficult that could be, as you mentioned, the continuous work through the country. So doing that three times, are you guys starting to kind of figure out how to do it a little easier? Is it still difficult every single time?
Well, I think every single time you look at a theater calendar and try to match that up with a show route or multiple show routes, you're playing dominoes. And so I need to line up with other markets. I don't think it's really getting any easier because the producers have never done this before. And if you were had a show that was out on the road at the time everything shut down in March, you're in a very different place than you are if you're a producer who was getting ready to launch, say, a new tour, this past fall. The guy that's got a show on the road has parts and pieces that he needs to, decide where they live during this time and a cast that has to get home. So that's very different than a show that was maybe going to start up brand new on our season in the fall. And it had not been cast and there weren't set pieces and things like that. So each producer of a tour is going, through something very different from one another. And some of the bigger tour companies are faced with maybe launching multiple tours. For example, there are four productions of Hamilton in the United States. And so to relaunch four shows at the same time is not something they would have done before. So it's all new. But it's exciting. We're so excited to be able to come back.
So when that day comes, what do you think the community and not only Broadway fans, just people that like live entertainment, what do you think the community and people will feel like when those shows get announced?
Well, when that day comes and we're at the theater, I can promise you I'm going to cry. But I think that when people, our subscription base has stuck with us through all of this. They know basically just keep rolling forward, and their passion for Broadway hasn't dimmed. They just want to be able to come to the theater and feel safe. So the Kentucky Center is going through all kinds of things with regard to improved air and all of the different ways that people will be made to feel safe and working with the state and certainly, federal guidelines to do that. So I think when we say you can come back, I think people are so hungry for it and so, just craving, you know, the things that the theater gives to them. So I think the reaction is going to be great, and I think the seasons are going to be great. So we're just waiting.
What are some of the indicators for, you've referenced that we need to be at 100% occupancy for it to make it fiscally responsible for a Broadway show. But what are some of the indicators for that? Is it, so if Whitney Hall holds, say, what, 3,000?
Whitney Hall holds about 2,400 people. So basically what that means is we need to be able to go at full capacity. You know, we need to be able to open up. Our economic model for Broadway is tough as it comes. It's a risky business, and everything that we've done has been built on that model, and so that's what we're waiting for.
Do you think there'll ever be a time when shows and performances and sporting events and concerts and festivals will be back to how we knew them at one point, where you're feeling free to move around as you want, no face mask, cheering and applauding after the performance and that kind of a situation? Or do you think there'll be restrictions for the foreseeable future?
No, I think we'll get back to it. I think that, you know, as science has shown us, it's been a miracle how fast they've been able to put together a vaccine. And as more people have access to the vaccine and immunity begins and we squeeze this thing out, I think it's just going to take some time. Everybody's going to have a certain, their own comfort level. And some folks may come back. You know, I think that we as presenters and as theater managers will have an obligation to make people feel, not only feel safe, but be safe. So I don't think it's going to come back overnight. I think it's going to take time, but I definitely think we'll all be back enjoying theater like we used to.
Well, we can't wait till that day comes, that's for sure. So, again, your management team here in Louisville has to be, you know, feeling exhausted as well with the hurry up and wait situations and everything. How do you keep your team and yourself staying positive and the momentum going forward when it's got to be so frustrating to schedule and reschedule time after time?
Well, it is frustrating, and theater people are very passionate, and I think we sometimes wear our emotions on our sleeves. And I think, you know, we've done a really important job of keeping in touch with our subscribers. And I think the little the streaming opportunities that we've had, while it doesn't give you the live experience, it does in some ways help a little bit, I think, to fulfill, certainly from a subscriber standpoint or a theater lover standpoint, a little of that which we crave. In terms of my team, you know, my team is very seasoned, and we've been together so long. We meet weekly, if not every other day, when it warrants, and we just, maybe these reschedules that didn't happen kept us going, you know, and propelled us forward. But now everybody sees, you know, we all see light at the end of the tunnel. We're all looking forward to announcing a new schedule and getting back on the boards.
Sounds good. Well, thanks everybody for listening to another edition of Audience Interviews, brought to you by Speed Art Museum, Anthology Senior Living, and Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet. We're here with President of Broadway Across America Midwest, Leslie Broker. And so, Leslie, as we've seen so many companies and businesses and places pivot to the new normal, how many times have you heard that since March?
Oh, boy.
You know, one of the cool things in the arts are all the streaming and virtual and digital products that have been out there. Do you see that sticking around to where maybe you're, I know there's a lot of different rights and copyrights and things, but when Hamilton comes to Louisville, it's streamed to the local networks, and you can pay for that. You can have the option to go live or digital. Do you see those kind of things emerging that maybe weren't around before?
Well, I think the current streaming opportunities will stay. I certainly think it's been great to get exposure for the arts. I think it's affordable, or probably in many instances more affordable than sometimes coming to the actual theater. So to be able to watch Hamilton's big stream this past summer was terrific. I think that it feeds that desire to see the live. So we do love it. We think it's great opportunity. I don't think that I would ever be streaming out from the theater. It's kind of cool, though, what you mentioned, having it here and broadcasting it. I think there's just so many layers there to navigate through. So, you know, we hope people will come to the theater. They'll watch the movies and just suck it all in. I mean, I think they're each very different ways to enjoy the arts, but all good, and more is more.
So another pivot is, you know, when we come out of these kind of situations, sometimes, the tendency is to kind of focus on how bad things are, but you know what? Sometimes positive things come out of bad situations. Have you seen any strengths or new positives coming out from your team or Broadway as a whole or the arts as a whole that you think might come out of this?
Well, I think it's been very emotional for all of us that work in this business, and I think it's certainly bonded. I mean, we were always very close-knit theater community, and I think I've seen us all come even more closely together. The Broadway League, which is our trade association, put together, I kid you not, 36 task forces to be able to address all of the various things that we need to address, from backstage, you know, to the front of house, to actors, to people who haven't worked since March and need money. You saw NBC just aired a fundraiser this past week for Actors Equity. So, you know, I think that's certainly been one of the good things. It's been so frustrating not to be able to be in the theater, but if you look hard and you work hard with your team, you'll find the good in this. And can you imagine what the first performance back is going to be like? I can't even imagine being in Whitney Hall and the ruckus, noise, and applause. So it's all worth it. I promise you that.
It's going to be exciting, that's for sure. So as we move forward into the new year, have your goals or outlook, has everything changed for you, and how has it changed, and how are you approaching the new year differently now that you know what you, now that we're 9 months into this?
Well, I think we're looking at the new year as turning the page on a really rotten 2020, and we'll hopefully be able to make some announcements with the rollout of the therapeutics and the vaccine. This thing, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and we're certainly ready to grab it, and I hope very soon we will have announcements for everyone. The other thing I would say is our season ticket holders are amazing. They've stuck with us. We've had, you know, minimal refund requests. Everybody knows we're just working hard to get the shows back into the Kentucky Center, and as soon as we can, they're going to be there. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Sounds good. We'll be here for you as well. Thank you so much for your time today, and good luck on all the exciting things going on at Broadway in Louisville and across America as well.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it very much.
And thanks again for everybody listening today. Another edition of Audience Interviews brought to you by Speed Art Museum, Anthology Senior Living, and Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabinet. Be sure to check out audience502.com for all the latest information on the arts and entertainment scene in Louisville. Thanks for listening.